You are now listening to the No Reservations Podcast with Kelly, Jay, and Brown.
Has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! Oh, he banks in the three!
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers.
It's impossible!
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Back goes Chavez back near the wall, leaping, and he made the catch! He took a home run away from Rowland!
A name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the one in the back.
You hear Nicki Minaj spit? Nicki Minaj wrote it.
Screen, Hoji will defend.
Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life!
Sometimes you guys give me too much credit.
You guys say I live a perfect life. I don't really have any issues. I don't make mistakes. I don't know why you guys do that.
If you look in the fairy tale section, your name
there
is on the book.
Yeah. I know. Like, I can't even mention you because people be like, Lamont, he's not normal.
You don't have issues like we do. Well, yeah. Kelly ain't got no issues either.
No, I mean, I have issues, but I don't like, broadcast them to the world.
Yeah, me neither. Nothing like what you've gone through in your life, but yeah, we all have our challenges. You guys give me too much credit, though.
Challenge? But you said your biggest regret was a financial regret.
Last year.
All your mistakes, all your things. You said something like that in a previous podcast, or just financial.
Regrets.
Yeah, I think it was regrets.
Because everything else.
Dude, come on.
But when you think about it, what else is there sometimes?
There's a lot of things that we could say.
But it all comes back to financials.
Or anything.
It's very true.
Does it not? So, yeah, you know, I guess I handle things differently. That's probably the only difference. Yeah. You guys, I think, give
You're
me too much credit. I'm not a machine.
Yeah, ex
I sleep like.
Mahina. Yeah, ex mahina.
I wake up and go to sleep.
I do sleep.
Because when I'm sleeping, you texting me. Always. It's a group text. None of y'all sleep.
Kelly sleeps.
I sleep.
She sleeps during the day, though.
If I wasn't here, I'd be asleep right now. No, I don't sleep during the day. I sleep at like 6.
Yeah, but you guys are going to send group messages starting at 3:45 in the morning.
We haven't been sending group messages lately, though.
I really haven't. I've actually
And Lamont responds to those, so I know you was up.
Yeah, but you know what?
He responds like an hour later, though.
Sometimes, yeah, because I don't have my phone attached to my hip like RoboCop. But I'll go and I'll check it out.
I don't have mine attached to my hip either.
You don't need to.
I don't have to.
Because it's attached to the hip.
What do you mean not anymore?
Well, I think there was a time in your life where you did.
What time was this?
There was a time in your life where you kept it close to you.
I keep my phone on the nightstand on a charger like everybody else. I don't sleep with the phone in the clip on my waistband. That's ridiculous.
I think there might have been a time in your life where you
Just
did, brother.
Said,
it's
looking
fun.
Like y'all about to start a rap group, light skinned Fugees, idiot.
We all look light skinned in the picture too.
Maybe because we all dark. Are light skinned.
Huh?
You're not dark.
Kelly,
I'm not light skinned either.
Kelly
I'm in
three
between.
Shades lighter than I remember you in the 80s.
It's wintertime.
Now I need to get my summer shade back on because that's when I start looking Dominican. I don't want to.
Yeah,
this,
like if,
this
I,
light skin,
if
this
I go away, then yeah, it changes.
You could tell I live in New York. I ain't got no vitamin D in me right now.
We talked on our previous episode about if we actually hit the lottery. You know, some people hit the Powerball. We don't know if they all surfaced or no.
Once I didn't win, I didn't care anymore.
There's like two that went dark, though, right?
It was two in Tennessee and I think one in Florida.
They didn't do the press conference thing, right? They were smart. They stayed out of it.
They stayed out of that. I would stay out of that, too. I have to stay out of that.
All of them surfaced, though, right?
I got to have Lamont cash my ticket for me.
Yeah? Well, I got to cash your ticket, man.
Because we already know, man. Wolves out there waiting.
Would you be able to pay that whole thing off in one lump sum? Like the whole child support thing? Or you have
No. See, this is how it goes, right? It goes based on your income.
Yeah.
So if your income goes up, no way to pay it off in full. Like,
there's no way to write some type of check. Couldn't you make a side deal then?
You could make a side deal if you want to talk to the person that you're making a side deal with, and you can put something in paper.
How about this?
But why would they make a deal with you if they know they can always
Kelly,
get more?
How about this deal, Kelly? You got the kid. You broke out, and I call you one night. I'm about to come up on some significant amount of money. I want us to be cordial. What I'm gonna do, if you can stop the child support, I'll give you. You know, because it's going to be a significant amount. I don't know the exact amount, but I can give you $2 million. Would you drop the child support?
How much you getting?
I wouldn't make that deal.
Well, hold on.
Not for
$2 million. No, but you're winning a Powerball, bro.
Yeah, but I wouldn't
but
make that deal.
Why you wouldn't make that deal?
Because that's $2 million and above.
If I can have you cash it and stay on my job.
You won't be able to. Because
why?
Eventually it'll come out. That's just how it is. And plus, that's your kid. So you want to be able to take care of him anyway. So
they are being taken care of.
So
If you got millions, they'd be millionaires too.
So
I would put money away for them when they get older, but I'm not paying.
You can still do that
for somebody else's lifestyle right,
so
right
two,
now.
So 2 million, right? So 2 million. How much am I getting? I'm gonna probably get about 5 million. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna get like 5 million.
Then it's the deal.
And you give it's it two?
No. And then so the only thing I'm gonna need you to do, I'm gonna have my attorneys. I wrote up a contract.
You're still gonna take care of your kid on your own though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still gonna give you, that's
absolutely.
That's a good deal.
So I slide her the joint, right? She signs it with the attorney that she's going to get the $2 million on this date. It's announced that I'm the lottery, the Powerball winner. I'm now the Powerball winner. I won my $500 million.
Oh, that's different.
If you do it that way, then fine, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a scumbag, but I'm also a hero in some people's eyes as well.
I don't even know if you're really a scumbag, quite frankly. Look at Chris Brown's situation with his baby mother. She's only getting like $2,500 a month from him.
Instead of giving it $2 million up front, I'd rather give it somebody to get custody.
But how would you get custody, though?
You can. You ever seen the Sons of Anarchy where they hit it with the heroin needle to take a kid?
We went from Powerball winning to heroin needles. That's different. So you'd pay somebody to stick the heroin needle in, get her drug tested, and then have the kids taken away. So that's your strategy.
If your children's mother's a good mother, you would rethink that.
So yeah, you could go with that strategy or you could go with mine. I mean, a heroin needle, I don't think that.
If the deal is that you're still going to take care of your kids' finances.
Absolutely.
Like, you don't have to give me anything, but you're still going to take care of the child.
Because
like I said, that's what Chris Brown has.
Okay.
He only gives her $2,500 a month,
yeah.
But he pays for all of the schooling, all of the medical.
That's smart.
You know he's hitting her off with all the clothes. The little girl's going to have everything. That's a very fair trade.
Well, yeah. That's because he's already handling
his business. Yeah.
He made a good deal. His lawyer made a good deal.
And the little girl's got a great deal.
Listen, damn, if you only get $2,500.
The reason why he can get away with paying that little is because he has her a lot of the time.
Yeah, that's very fair.
If you have a cat that doesn't have him at all.
You shouldn't pay child support if you have joint custody of a kid. Like if I got the kid 15 days and you got the kid 15 days.
Joint custody, no.
So I'd rather fight. Yeah. I'd rather pay that money to get a joint custody.
I mean, granted, but if you're a millionaire, of course you want your child to live in a certain standard. I'm sure that's what Chris has. Like she's in a certain standard of living.
Yeah.
That you know, where maybe he helps pay the mortgage or something like that. You know, whatever he does to make sure she's safe.
Well, he probably pays for security, her crib all and stuff. All that stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's very fair when you think about that.
The heroin needle is undefeated.
Undefeated, man.
You always go that route.
Heroin needle, call the cops. I see some unsavory activity.
And basically, she gets $2,500 to do really nothing because Chris paying for everything.
I want a test, boom, boom, boom.
Where did you see the unsavory activity? In somebody's home?
I made it up, like in Gone Girl. She didn't see nobody by the woodshed. She called and made it up. Some activity by the woodshed.
That thing with custody is weird.
I watched Gone Girl like 9 times.
When you watch that movie, how many times you laugh to yourself?
Dying. This activity by the woodshed is undefeated.
Life would be different for all of us if somebody hit the Powerball.
I know it's $1.5 billion. After the IRS takes their half,
like
you get $750 million. And for us young people, you take the 20-year payout.
They take $80 million.
You should take the 20-year payout. It's 20-year payout, right?
Yeah, it's 20-year payout.
Absolutely, take the 20-year payout.
Nah, man, I only live once. Can't be. I don't even know if I'll be here for 20 years. And they don't even pass that money along.
I'm gonna take my chance with it. Listen, a couple payouts, you'd be all right.
You'll still be living a good life though.
I'll just take my $550 million and be gone.
That sounds good.
You get. You get less if you take the lump sum, right?
Yeah. Less. You get a lot.
But you
less.
Know you have your money.
How much less do you get?
Well, if you die, take the payout, it's
If you die, you can't enjoy any of it. If you die, you die.
Year, but if I get my $540 million, I'm sure I could enjoy a bunch of stuff before I die. $540 million, I'm out. You're not even going to know. You're going to have money, and you're going to have money.
It's safer.
Everybody's going to have money, but I'm gone.
You know, the funny thing, she says that now, we can't even get invited to the Christmas party.
That's different.
That's kind of true.
No, I got you guys.
She won't call us.
I swear to God,
I don't see the balance there.
Look, I'm on tape here. I already told everybody.
Stuff matters,
like, if I win, I'm already gonna give everybody my job, like, who I don't even really.
How
know,
high
like,
on the list
200,
are we?
000.
You're very generous.
You're gonna get millions.
No, you're pretty generous. No, I just want to say how high on the list are
you're
we?
You're gonna get millions. You're definitely gonna get because I know you're gonna flip it.
Lamont, I'm sure Lamont is.
Look at my money. We're never gonna be.
Yeah,
broke.
I'm giving Lamont like half my money. Like, yo, hold this for me in case something go bad.
We're never gonna be broke. We'll be rich if we give you the money.
I'm going to try to live like how I live now, though.
But I'm out. Like, I'm totally out. Like, you're not going to know where I am.
We won't be able to do the podcast anymore?
We'll have satellites.
Via Skype.
We'll have the best of everything.
Skype getting some new features, maybe we could Skype the podcast.
We'll have the best of everything. The best equipment.
Where are you going to live, Kelly?
I can't tell you guys that.
Imagine if an athlete wins a Powerball, though.
And they're all playing, too.
Well, they still would make more money from the Powerball than they do in their career, most athletes.
Yeah. Would.
A majority of them.
Professional athlete?
Yeah, professional athlete. There's football, like Antonio Cromartie, if he hit, that'd be good for him.
His big mom's just hit off.
Yeah. He has 12 children.
Definitely have to disappear because a lot of people that hit the lottery, they
If I hit Lamont, you got to cash my ticket for me. All right. We're not giving none of this money
out. Well, we'd have to figure. We'd have to game plan that.
You'd have to move.
Yeah, we have to. No, I don't have to. I just need somebody else to cash this ticket.
Let me tell you.
If somebody knows you when you have to move, you can't stay at your same place. You can't have the same life.
I don't hope nobody knows. That's Lamont telling somebody.
No.
Everybody knows Brown. You kidding me?
Jay, there's a way it works. When you hit two, you have to sit on the money. Don't do anything with the money for like 6 months. But you don't have to do a press conference. The lottery wants you to do a press conference. That's optional. You don't have to do that. I know about.
I'm definitely not doing that. I'm trying to stay dark. Anybody say anything crazy to me, I'm clearing them right out. Never see me again. You gotta be nice. Hopefully you got your etiquette up, man. Gotta be nice to me.
Why are you saying that?
I might not be there next morning.
What do you have, your bodyguard though?
I would go somewhere where other people have money. So it's not
I'd
that
be on an island.
Okay. It still would be awkward though. Because your money's not
He'd
earned.
He'd be new money. He'd be new money. They'd be looking
money.
At him
He'd be
funny.
New money, but your money's not earned.
He wouldn't be getting invited to nothing.
But people
yeah,
know.
You wouldn't get invited though.
I don't want to get invited. Because I want to stay in the house. I'm the same person.
You say that now, brother.
I don't want to go to a place where taxes are going to kill my money though. Because we're not member. We're just spending now. We're
Texas.
Not earning.
Yeah, like Dwight Howard.
We have to go to Texas. Catch me a courtside in Cleveland games for the next few years.
Give me a little island spot. Caribbean life. Like I watch on AGTV.
Mess around. The ATM don't work over there. You be in trouble.
Either. It'll be good, man. I love David.
Pence. LBJ getting a lot of heat.
Got nothing to do with it.
Now, Jay, I know you feel strongly about this. You think he should have been clipped. I understand why he was clipped. I just think the timing was bad.
This is the problem, right? I don't feel that strongly about it. I don't think, if you really watch the intricacies of what they run offensively and defensively, I don't think he understood how to use
the big
three.
But David Blatt wanted to change it.
Whatever the case may
be. He had an accent.
Yes, he's winning, but they were also not playing well. They had a very soft schedule in the first half. And I think they
Oh, now they
change.
Had a soft schedule.
They did have a soft schedule.
Didn't they beat Dallas?
It was hyped just a week ago.
It was been a soft schedule.
Week ago,
so we could have stayed with Blatt and wind up losing
you
the finals.
You guys had a competitive
again.
Game against Golden State the first time around.
The first game. It was muddy.
Christmas Day.
It was muddy. It was muddy at best. I didn't want Tyronn Lue, though. I wanted somebody else.
Who do you
want
to bring in?
Yo, Tyronn Lue got a 3-year deal.
Action Jackson?
I wanted Action Jackson.
Action Jackson?
Mama, there goes that man.
Uh-oh. Mark Jackson versus the Golden State Warriors.
And that's not who LeBron wanted.
Did you see the jokes? They was like, the only way to slow down Golden State is by bringing in Mark Jackson.
Might be true, actually, because he liked to slow it down and give it to Bogut.
He was the number one pick overall.
He was. So LBJ's getting heat.
Undeserved heat.
Question for you, believe he had nothing to do with it?
I'm sure they consulted him, and he probably gave him
a
thumbs
down. All right,
so
therefore
he's a liar. No, they didn't consult him.
Therefore, LeBron James is a
liar. They didn't need to consult him. Here's my problem.
His body language said it all.
It's my problem with the leadership team. Did they ever tell David Blatt that they wanted to see something different from him in terms of his coaching style, what he brought to the table?
I don't know.
Did they ever sit him down?
That's a GM job.
It was, like, out of nowhere. What were they looking for from him?
After two wins.
What did they look for from him? They weren't receiver. Maybe the players weren't respecting him.
I think if you watch.
Maybe he wasn't stirring with the players.
If you watch what they said.
This is what I hear, right? I hear that J.R. Smith or Shump will make a mistake. You know, he'll ride him. And then LeBron don't play D or play the Matador D. He'll just let it go.
This is my problem. But did anybody let that man know exactly what they wanted from him? If you lost your job, if I lost my job, we understood the whys after the fact. Would that be fair? But if somebody told you, hey, I need to do this, this, and this, and then you don't do it, and then you get clipped, then it's understandable.
Life isn't fair.
My point is that anybody sit that man down and say, hey, this is what we're looking for from you. The owner, the GM, the players, anybody.
I guarantee you, when they found out they were getting LeBron James back, they told that man, do whatever in your power it is to make him happy.
They used him.
Because LeBron has a way of when things don't come together, he has to blame somebody. A lot of star players are that way. So, I mean, I can't just say it's just him.
That's true. There's certain people you can't do that to when you get to a certain level.
See, the Golden State bought in. They love Mark Jackson, but they bought into Steve Kerr.
The ownership made a really tough decision by getting rid of Mark Jackson because they had no success prior to that.
And him and Stephen Curry had a great relationship.
I thought Mark did a good job.
They had a
I thought Mark didn't deserve to get fired.
Here's the thing. How much of David Blatt's firing is motivated because of what Golden State did? By making that bold move of getting rid of Mark Jackson when they had been mediocre for years, had a little success, and then get rid
but
of him.
I think it's two different scenarios.
Yeah, but do you think they looked at that and said, hey, so. We need to get over the top?
I think
Golden State's team was the same team, right? They were getting better. Organization said, we need the coach to get over the hump, right?
Didn't the same thing happen to Vinny Del Negro?
But it's obviously the coach is not what got them over the hump because they just went 41-4 without a coach.
They're champions now. It's different. They already over the hump, Jay.
I can understand the Warrior decision more
with he had issues with the management.
With management. But he had issues with management.
If Mark Jackson,
so I get it a little bit more.
If Mark Jackson would have went to the finals and lost, they wouldn't have fired him.
Somewhere.
I don't
he's
think.
Been blackballed some way, somehow. Because I don't see how you could be.
You think there's something else out there?
No, no, no. Cleveland was going to hire him. But the thing is that LeBron's management group is manages Mark Jackson. So they said it was a conflict of interest. They wanted to bring Mark Jackson in.
Is it really that, or they had a backdoor deal with Lou from the beginning?
I don't think it was from the beginning.
Tyronn Lue was the highest paid assistant coach in the league.
It was, but it wasn't a back. He was our assistant coach last year. It wasn't a backdoor
deal. Yeah, but that's when he got the money last year.
I think it is a backdoor deal because you were surprised when I told you he got a 3-year deal.
Then they make
you,
a,
and you follow everything, Cleveland.
Well, I didn't know at the time. I thought he should have been the interim and see what happens.
There was a backdoor deal made. Then they make a backdoor deal with Kevin Love, too, after the trade? Because they didn't make that trade unless they knew he was going to re-sign with
that
them.
That was a possibility.
I'll never be able to prove it, but what did Tyronn Lue do coaching-wise prior to being an assistant with the Cavs?
He was an assistant with Doc.
On the Clippers. Okay, so he was an assistant. What else did he do prior to that?
Video coordinator or an assistant with somebody else.
Okay, so let's look at the resume.
Might be in Boston.
And I like Tyronn Lue.
He caught that work from Allen Iverson.
He caught that work. So
firsthand, he got a firsthand account of what that work is.
Let's look at that's what he's known for. Let's look at the resume, right? So he was a video coordinator or an assistant. He was an assistant coach with Doc, an underachieving Clipper team. And then he becomes the highest paid assistant coach on Cleveland. Doesn't that seem like there's something funny right there? That was his resume, and then he becomes the highest assistant coach.
The
highest paid assistant coach the first year, David Blatt. Oh. He was the highest paid assistant coach in the league.
They overpaid. They overpaid for a lot of cats on Cleveland.
It's a bad look when you
Were just waiting. It's just the timing. It just seems bad.
It was tacky.
It'll blow up if they don't win.
And they're not going to win.
Unfortunately, Kelly's probably right.
Well, here's the thing. If you're the ownership, they may think that that's what they need to get over the hump because of what Golden State did.
It's not what they need. They need LeBron to play better.
Because they could have waited till the season was over, and if they didn't win, then nobody would have a problem if they got
it. It doesn't matter who's coaching. You need LeBron to play better.
It does matter who's coaching.
You forgot how to shoot a jump
shot. It does matter who's coaching. Coaching in the NBA is a big part of it.
Well, LeBron says that he's smart. LeBron says he's got a supreme basketball mind, so he should be the player coach.
Eric Spoelstra, you think he's a good coach?
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra's a good coach.
I think he's above average. Yeah. I don't think
above
he's
average. Coach. So let's look at the coaches that have been on these teams that win. Pop's a good coach.
Pop's great.
Phil's a good coach.
Phil is great.
Spoelstra. Doc Rivers won a title when Doc was on the Celtics.
Doc's going to be a little fugazi.
Is Steve Kerr overrated? Or did he make the proper adjustments whenever necessary?
He made the proper adjustments.
It's a thin line. He's not making adjustments when Steph Curry's shooting 5 feet behind the line. That's not in the finals.
That's not how they won in the finals. He made adjustments after game 2 and 3.
He made one obvious adjustment.
Yeah. It's tough to do that. Here's the thing. Last year, Curry didn't even have really a great finals. I don't even think he had a good finals. I think he had a few good games. But
that's what's sad because right now he's playing unbelievable.
He not have a great finals because he was game planned for the whole time?
He was. They had the quadruple team on him.
Exactly.
Late in the series,
Let's not sorry, Carlos. I'm not selling out, but the writing's on the wall for this
one. Carlos been sold out, man.
Carlos did not sell out. How does every shot you take go in for 365 straight days? I never seen anything like it. Every time he puts up a three, I just put my head down. And then you hear the announcer, Curry for three. I mean, he killed San Antonio. That was rough to watch, man.
Curry's having a great season. Then his football team is in the Super Bowl.
Yo, honestly,
Carolina Panthers in the Super Bowl?
Have you ever seen anybody shoot the ball like this?
No. No, not at this pace. Not with the volume that he shoots, because he's also kind of a volume shooter.
Off the dribble.
You know, at least in 13 games, right, he didn't play fourth quarter.
Yeah, so it's a lot.
I think it's more than that.
He's sitting down.
Yo, he's still the
because sometimes he play like a minute in the fourth, so they don't even count those. Like,
we got you on the record saying that we're not going to break Chicago's record. I just want to make sure you still feel like that.
Nope, I don't feel like that. I'm on the over. I don't feel like that anymore. I'm going to keep it 100. I don't feel like that.
You think they got their swagger back after they had their little stumble?
I think they go at least 73 or 74.
How many games?
They're trying for it.
How many games do they have left? They have like less than 40, right?
There's less than 40 games left.
Yeah,
right? They got 4 losses right now. I think they're 41-4.
To break the record. But they do have to play San Antonio 3 times.
Listen, obviously that doesn't mean anything.
And they have to
anymore.
Play OKC 2 times.
I don't think that means much either.
So we'll see.
People feel that OKC is the only team that has even close to a shot.
I don't know why they feel like that.
What I've noticed about them, they get up for these games where people think that they potentially are a threat to them.
Because remember, people on them with the chip last year. Like, they didn't deserve it.
I remember the Indiana game. I remember the Clipper game. We remember the Clipper game.
This might be tonight.
Yo, you know what I really wonder, though? I really wonder if, like, the locker room still smells like that champagne, yo.
I wonder if it does, too. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey. What are you giggling about over there?
I'm listening to this.
Mets winning the World Series?
They look unstoppable right now.
Actually, I want them to win, but I just don't want you to win. I want you to feel some of that Cleveland heartbreak that I felt last year.
Nah, this Mets heartbreak is way different.
What happened to you, man?
Oh, No Reservation Podcast? Can I listen?
I told you about them on Facebook.
When?
Wednesday night. And guess what? You can find them on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud? Guess they're moving up in the world. Guess they're doing well. Move over and give me one of your earbuds.
The No Reservations Podcast. Listen to them on SoundCloud and Facebook, where everyone gets served.
You guys have to do it for an extended period
of
time.
Let me tell you something. I thought the same thing, right? I said, oh, you got to do it for... Listen, I spent the last 365 days watching this guy not miss a shot, man. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
I'm talking about in terms of saying that. I don't like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a LeBron James fan.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it on.
But just this past finals, we were talking about how LeBron James was the greatest player in the world. So we can all see.
Yeah, it's quick, man.
But it does. It don't even feel real because I've been arguing for so long about how Kobe was so great for years that I never even got to enjoy LeBron because I had my eyes hating LeBron this whole time.
You hear that
and
sound,
now when I, and now when I want to try to enjoy LeBron a little bit, here come Curry to just crush the dream.
Did you just hear that sound? That's the sound of the Cleveland window closing, man.
No funny about that. We were just talking about it's Durant and LeBron. This is the way I guess I want to paint the picture. But if a few years ago, if you was like, it's going to be the one guy that's going to potentially get beat, and then finally get over the hill, you would have thought it was going to be Durant and company. No one saw him coming. Yeah. Nobody saw him
and
coming.
And he's just got the whole, like, the attitude, like, he... Oh, man.
Yeah, his brand.
I'm looking at the head sneakers, the Under Armour joints. I'm like,
yo. About to buy a pair, right? I'm about to go buy a trench from Express, man.
Because maybe it works, you know what I'm saying? Maybe if I click them together, you know what I'm saying? I could be like Curry in the park.
That's funny.
Dude's amazing.
I think he had 15 against the best defense in the league in probably about 6 minutes.
Yo, you don't even want to defend him because you have a chance of really like getting embarrassed.
Like full possession. He had 15.
Kawhi just looked very overmatched.
Even though they said Duncan Pop was trying to win that game because he put Kawhi on him early in the second quarter.
Pop was like, just happy I didn't get fired. You know?
Is that what he said?
Just happy the GM wasn't in the locker room.
That's classic.
I'm going to get fired or something. David Black, after the finals, was like, we need to play faster. We want to get faster. And they shut him down. You know, and it was like, nah. Now Tyronn Lue's coming in here.
They didn't respect him.
Yeah, they just did it. They just did it. But it's just funny, the timing.
I like some.
They should have did it after the finals, in my opinion.
Yeah, they were going to do it. Because there was rumblings about that.
LeBron James is not getting the Israeli vote right now. The Israelis was talking mad junk in Hebrew. I didn't know what they were saying, but I knew they was angry.
Not welcome.
Yo, but did you see he just put out a statement today trying to clear himself of any wrongdoing? Let me find it.
I don't even know why I'm so concerned about that.
Because his brand is important.
His brand.
I'm not a coach killer.
Yo, Kobe done killed four coaches. Mike just killed a few.
Who Kobe killed as a coach?
Mike Brown, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, LeBron did that.
Yeah, Mike Brown was terrible.
When he got clipped out of Cleveland, he was finished. You know that.
He was finished before LeBron saved him in Cleveland. He had no business coaching that team. He was not coaching that team.
All right, this is LeBron James' defense of himself, all right? LeBron James says, it sucks, but what can I do about it? I've never in my time since I picked up a basketball ever undermined a coach, ever disrespected a coach. I've always respected what they wanted to do. I'm not the owner of a team. I'm not the GM of a team. I'm the player of the team. He then tried to explain that the reason he's so involved with coaches' duties is because his knowledge of the game. People get it so misconstrued because I'm a smart basketball player and I voice my opinion about certain things, which I did when I was here my first stint with Paul Silas and Mike Brown, which I did in Miami with Coach Spo, which I did with Blatt, and I'll do it with T. Lou.
Paul Silas.
At the end of the day, they'll still have their final call. What do guys want me to do? Turn my brain off because I have a huge basketball IQ? That's what they want me to do. I'm not going to do it because I've got so much to give to the game. But these type of arrogant statements, they're not going to help.
Tell the truth. Smartest guy on the court.
Like, what am I going to do?
You
try to get Spo out of there, huh? But it was like no dancing at practice. Pat Riley, what are you going to do? You can't touch Pat Riley.
That's Michael Douglas right there, man.
Greed is good.
Don't you know Pat Riley was the Ant-Man?
Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas was in one of my favorite movies of all time.
What? Perfect Murder or something like that?
No, not the perfect. Why I look like I want to kill somebody on the low? No.
When he killed his wife?
The game. It's excellent. You have to see that.
I gotta see that.
No, like legit excellent. Okay. Not like the loft excellent. Like legit excellence.
You know, Michael Douglas hit my friend's father in the nuts with a golf ball and said, I can't believe I hit that. Or allegedly said he can't believe
he's probably
that.
Right, though.
My friend's pops lost a nut.
No, he really did. He lost it?
Yeah.
He paid him?
He gave him money.
How much, though?
Millions. Like,
enough for
how much an African American testicle is worth? Black market? How much you said he gave him?
Yeah. I don't even know that amount.
In like 25.
No. He hit him that hard. That is.
Yeah, he was a caddy on a golf course.
Oh.
Bag of Vance?
David Blatt. I hope he gets the opportunity to be snuck, a coach somewhere, though.
He will.
You know, maybe as an assistant.
His Jewish people are up in arms right now. He's got the coaches on his side.
Did you hear that they tried to give him the game ball after he won his first game last year? Like he never won a game coach before?
First of all, that's when I heard it went sour because they tried to give him the game ball and congratulations. Years, right? And he's like, gentlemen, I'm not a rookie.
It's the truth, though. Coach 13 years, man.
13 years where?
Euro ball.
So that's like if Tony Kukoc comes over here and be like, yo, I average 40 in Croatia. You think Mike and them ain't put the clamps on that cat?
Yo, I got a love for the European players. KP.
Gotta come in here.
KP, Ernie, the unicorn.
Yep.
That's the nickname?
That's the nickname we're going with now.
KD unicorn. Said.
It's
KD
on a stick a little bit now. It's on a stick.
The Latvian gangbanger.
I like the unicorn better. Sounds safer, so too. Gonna, kid friendly.
Are you going to sell shirts with Porzingis with a horn on his head?
He's already got the fourth highest selling jersey right now.
Six. 2 years from now, you're running out of town.
True. Next year, he'll be an all-star. You know that, right? Next year, he's going to get voted into the game.
Yeah, he was almost this year. He was close.
People loving him. So.
Whose spot is he going to take?
it could be Melo's.
Maybe.
Pau Gasol almost had more votes than Melo.
Melo's votes were down until the last couple weeks.
I like Pau Gasol. People still vote for him, though?
Yeah, he was the second, and Andre Drummond was third.
Why did they change the votes? They just put forwards. They took the center.
Not a lot
part
of good
on,
centers.
Right?
Yeah. Shaq killed them all off.
Damn. Yo, man, what if the Cavs get DeMarcus Cousins, man? They can't get that kid. Not now. Not the way he's been balling. Hell no.
But who would they make the deal for, though?
Well, they're not getting him now because this dude have like 100 points in two games?
First of all, nobody wants Kevin Love right now.
But think about it, Jay. You think if they got Cousins, would that be a good formula to beat Golden State?
There is no formula to stop a guy shooting 30 footers.
But to beat that team.
But do you think Draymond Green could stop Boobie Cousins in the playoffs?
No.
DeMarcus Cousins is still shooting twos. Steph is shooting fours. You can't beat that.
But I think with DeMarcus Cousins and LeBron James on the floor, on the same team, it's a little bit different. Draymond Green will hold him. And you need Draymond Green. No matter what Steph Curry does, you need
Draymond's Draymond Green. The guy, though. Draymond's the guy.
They call him the skeleton key. They call him the skeleton key.
We're making up scenarios that will never happen.
I'm just saying.
Who else do we need? Like, this is really disrespectful at this point. Bring in Kawhi while we're at it, too.
No, that'll be a good pick. They bring in Kawhi. It could put him
that
back to.
That would really help you guys.
Golden State's bench is solid, too, though.
The business out there, Sean Livingston. You still got Barbosa coming in.
People don't see Livingston be giving him cats at work every time business, he goes to the
like 6'8". Two dribble fadeaway.
Every
mid-range.
Time. I see it. Every time.
Nothing business. Without Green and Curry, though. Curry.
And Klay Thompson could still give you 30.
Maybe Cousins to the Cavs.
You mixing them up. His name is Boogie. It's Boogie Cousins and Boobie
I'm
Gibson.
I'm thinking of Boobie because I'm thinking about how Boobie was just looking at Black China's pictures. I just saw it on Instagram. Hitting it with the likes. Yeah. He's a rapper now.
But switching gears, I got my Yoannis Cespedes jersey on. Not to talk about baseball. I know it's the offseason, but the Mets did re-sign Mr. Cespedes.
So I was right.
So Jay was right. Thank you very much. I'm sporting my jersey right now as we speak. He signed a 3-year deal, $75 million, 1 year opt-out.
Sporting it on top of a button-up with cufflinks, but we'll
it's a wintertime, man. We just finished our biggest snowstorm in years. Super Bowl. We got some time before the big game. Who you guys got and why?
I think the Panthers are going to take it. I don't mind. Like paying win or anything, but I just don't know. I just don't know, man.
Are you having a Super Bowl party?
You know what? I'm going to do a party this year. Absolutely.
I'll be there.
Because I'm going to lay some money down on Denver, though. Take the points.
My Super Bowl was last week, so it's all good, you know?
Yeah. I hear you.
Super Bowl was last week.
So you lost. Oh, no, you won one.
People were excited that Tom Brady went down, man. It was fun.
It's going to be a blowout. Why are they excited?
I don't think it'll be a blow. I think Denver's defense is legit, man. Cam Newton's on fire.
He's going to be dipping and dabbing all night.
It's really hard to predict Super Bowls. Most of the Super Bowl games are usually close. Amazing how many Jets fans were loving the fact that the Patriots lost. It's such a big deal for them. But then again, that game the Jets won did not allow them to have home field. That might have been a difference, too. So there's another small feather in your cap.
And a cap with not a lot of feathers in it.
I'm very excited about this new segment that we're going to roll out here for the first time.
I'm glad somebody's excited.
All right, listen up, y'all.
Kelly's Classroom.
Dabbing, right? So we all know that Cam Newton has a very specific touchdown dance. Do you know about the touchdown dance?
Is it the one where he puts his arm over his eyes? What is that called? I have no idea.
It's called dabbing. What it means is that it's the Atlanta lingo for a level of confidence to your swag. What you can see people doing is they're raising their elbow. It's almost like you're sneezing into your elbow. All right, so the dance is pretty simple. One leans into the elbow like they're sneezing, and that's it. You're dabbing. I went to the Knicks and OKC game, and that's why I thought I'd bring it up, right? And every time, you know, you've been to a basketball game, all of you guys, and you know they like to put the Jumbotron or the camera onto the crowd, and then they put a particular fan on the Jumbotron. Every single time a kid or a young adult got hit with the camera, they hit the dab. It don't look the same. Like, when Cam do it, it look different.
If you dab with your left, what do you do with the right arm?
Nothing.
Okay, so it's like...
So Cam kind of does the Superman. He does the Superman, which is like, put your hand out, and then he hits it.
So he doesn't do the Batman. He does the Superman.
He does do the Superman.
Okay.
He's actually promoting the Superman right now.
Oh, yeah. So that's what he does. And then he hits the dab. Dab, one of the most popular dances out right now, revolutionized by Cam Newton. It started by the Migos in Atlanta.
Migos.
Allegedly, I mean, Bow Wow may say differently, but they're the ones who allegedly started it, and it's become a very popular trend.
Good luck. You are dismissed.
Basically, you know what you do is sneeze into your elbow. You could even do it, Lamont. That's about it.
Thank you, Kelly. I'm a little bit more knowledgeable now. So we don't have to act like we know.
Dabbing is not allowed in corporate America.
he can't do it because the Superman aspect of it, right? Does Batman have a dance?
I don't think Batman has a dance. He's a Dark Knight, man. Dark Knights don't have dances, man.
I think
man.
You have to be a successful superhero to have a dance.
It's a bird.
His
it's a plane.
His whole dance is dope. His whole dance. And he runs to the crowd and gives the ball into the crowd. Like, how could you hate him?
We're shutting it down. Remember to check out more on Facebook. All episodes on SoundCloud. And send us your thoughts via Twitter at GetServed10. Thank you for listening to the No Reservations Podcast, where everyone gets served. Competition's none in a league of my own. All about the W, I'ma bring it home. When it's over with, I'ma be the king of the throne. Now who can stop me? I'm in the zone. Competition's none in a league of my own. All about the W, I'ma bring it home. When it's over with, I'ma be the king of the throne. I'm in this zone, look, I'm in this zone. The competition whack, tell them let's get it on. My hustle game crazy and I'ma finish strong. You threw up so many bricks, you probably could build a home. I done came a long way, this is what the grind make. Everybody want to shine, don't know what the shine take. You mad that I'm playing? Call it sideline. Hey, it ain't over till it's over, buzzer be the mind state. If I ain't in this zone, then what you call this? They ask me how I do it, I tell them all risk. Why y'all miss? What? I could probably do a backflip, fade away, and still watch the ball switch. Ooh. Camera flash when I step up to the podium. Hey. Haters looking salty, easy on the